Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Loi Nishmas, Ham Biyakov Shalom, Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're starting now the first Agadata of Agadatas the Rabbah Bachana. As we mentioned in the preview, we are going to be using the new Sefer that we just put out of the Shirim Ramoy Shapiro, the Sefer called Nechusse Yom. And the first story, the Rabbah Bachana says, Omer Rabbi, Shtali Nechusse Yom. The Yoride Ayam, the sailors, told me the following story. The wave that drowns the ship, mitchazi, it appears, kitzotziso denuro chivarto bereisha. In front of the wave, there is a white fire, and umachinelo be'alvoso, and we hit that wave with a stick. The chokuk alei that written on the stick. Eke asher eke, ko Hashem tzvokois, omein omein selo, v'naich, and then the wave goes down. So the Vilna Gaon explains that in general, when we're talking about the oinia, the boat refers to the human being, Adam and Am Yisrael, going through this world. The world, there is things that are standing against us. We have the Yitzhahara that goes against the Adam. And we have the Shibud Malchus, the Golios, the exile that Am Yisrael is into. The Koiches Hara, the bad in the world. These Koiches are called Koiches HaToyu, Losh HaToyu Vavoyu. All the bad and evil powers that are trying to cause the boat to drown, the human being and Am Yisrael to fail. That is the Galo de Matbo Lesfino. That is the wave that tries to drown the ship. And what does it mean that on top of that wave, it looks like a white fire? So the Vilna Gaon explains that in the beginning, when the Yitzhahara comes, when the Goyim come, they try to show things as if they're very sweet, they're very gishmak. It's something that a person really wants to do. They persuade people to come be with them, because it's very comfortable and nice. But once one is sucked into that system, either the Adam is sucked into the Yitzhahara, or Am Yisrael is getting too close to the Goyim, then it becomes terrible for them. V'achriso mora kelano. So we have all these powers that stand against us. What do we have that helps us to overcome these tzaras? So says the Gemara, we have three things. We have three names of Hashem that are being helpful for us. We have the name Eke Asher Eke. We have the name Ko. And we have the name Hashem Tzevokus. But what are these names and why do they specifically help Am Yisrael and Golos, or human being, while he is struggling with Yetzirah? So he explains the Gra, and based on Ramosha Shapira's explanation, that there's three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to help Am Yisrael. One is when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Eke Asher Eke, that's the name they revealed himself. Eye Imam Betzora Zu, Ve'eye Imam Betzora Acheres, I will be with Am Yisrael wherever they are. As much as they're suffering, as much as things happening terrible to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with them. The Shekhinah is in the Galus with us. That is the Eke Asher Eke. The second promise, the second way that we can rely on to help us out is the name Ka. What is the name Ka? The name Yud and Hey. The full name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei. But as we see in Mechemas Amalek, the name is split and becomes only Yud Kei. Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. Milchama la Hashem ba'amolak midor dor, which means Amolak represents all the bad and evil in the world, then the shame is not shalem at sheimoch ezar shal Amolak. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself will not have a full revelation in the world, as long as there's evil in the world. And the third name is Hashem Tzevokus. Hashem Tzevokus, what does Tzevokus mean? Tzevokus is ois hu batzovah shaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in his army. The ones who reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is Am Yisrael. So, the same way, En Melech B'lo Yam, there's no king without a nation. The whole name Tzevokah is to say that you need the Tzava, you need the army to reveal Hashem. So there's three names that are so to speak guaranteed that Am Yisrael is coming from Golos. Hey, Ekesh, Ekesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says I'm always with you wherever you are. B, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm missing my name. I have a mashko that I must take you out of Golos, because if not, my name is not revealed. And number three, that Tzvakos, the name of Hashem depends on Am Yisrael. So Kivyachu is saying here in the Gemara, you should know, we are in Tsaris. We're in the middle of the ship is in the middle of the sea. But we have three things that we're going to be using, three shemos that are on the makel, under the mate, like mate of Moshe Rabbeinu, to help us overcome this, to help us overcome the goals. Now, as we mentioned, the Vilna Gaon started by saying that the boat is two things. It's either the Adam himself with the Yitzhahara tries to drown it, or he's talking about Am Yisrael that are in Golos. What we explained until now is I explain about Am Yisrael and Golos, these three names, how they help Am Yisrael and Golos. What about the Yitzhahara? Where do we have these three names appear helping a human being overcome his Yitzhahara? So here comes Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, and he says his chiluk. He says, there's three ways for us to overcome the Yitzhahara. One way is what's brought down the Gemara in Sukkah. Yitzhahara shel Adam is gabra lo b'chol yoyim, v'yumalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi ein yocholi. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't overcome the Yitzhahara. The second way is what's brought down in the Gemara there. It says, im poga b'chol menuvel zeh, if the Yitzhahara came, mashcheyu l'beis HaMedrash. Take it to the Beis HaMedrash. And the third one is, yizkor lo yoyim hamiso. When the Yitzhahara is still overcoming the Adam, he should remember the day of death. So says Rav Moshe, these are connected, these three shemus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi, that's Ekesh Sheker. Wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Wherever a human being is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him to overcome the Yitzhahara. The second point of Mashchel Beis HaMedrash, meaning we're using the Torah HaGadosh to overcome the Yitzhahara, that's the Shem Yudkei, the Shem of Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochel is Mashkin himself. He's used me to get out of the Tzaris. And the name Hashem Tzevakos, that refers to Yom HaMiso, because Tzvaka is Lashon Tzava, Lashon Army, Lashon Nitzachon, his Gabrus. And the way that we misgabrim in Etzeach, the Yitzhahara, is by telling him that we're not going to live forever. So we have three shemus to take Am Yisrael out of Golos, and we have three ways to overcome the Yitzhahara. Now, how are we zoyche to these three shemus? That's the end of this mimer. Amen, amen, tzela. Says the Vilna Gaon is, Ari Shtadlo says, there's two things, as the Gemara in Soita says, Miyam Shechor Beis HaMikdosh, what you have, Ama Al Makayim, a Gedusha, the Sidra of the Amenia Yishmir Abba. Two things that we could do, we have Gedusha, and we have Gedusha Sidra, which means Kaddish, 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 and we have Amenia Yishmir Abba. So these two Amens are referring to over here, are the two Pe'ulas that Am Yisrael could do to bring about the Geula and the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nayich, that's they take down the wave who's coming to drown the Sfino. This is the oimik of the first Maimer Rav Bachano, according to the Biur HaGro, a P. Pirush from Moshe Shapir Zatzal. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.